Mount Angel School District, number 91, referred to the people by the district board. Measure 24-356, bonds for safety, security, renovations, and improved learning spaces. Question, shall Mount Angel School District renovate, maintain, and improve safety and learning by issuing $10,405,000 in general obligation bonds? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on the property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, if approved, this measure would renovate school facilities to reduce operating costs and increase educational efficiencies. Specifically, this measure is expected to finance renovations and improvements to district facilities, including roofs, heating and ventilation, electrical, plumbing, safety and security systems, furnishings, technology, and curriculum materials and equipment. Improvements to parking lot and student drop-off areas at St. Mary's Public Elementary School. Renovations to gym, bathrooms, locker rooms, parking lot, relocation of administrative office and classroom pod conversion at Mount Angel Middle School. Improvements and seismic upgrades, cafeteria and agriculture building repurposing, weight room relocation, restrooms and locker rooms, parking lot and other capital upgrades at John F. Kennedy High School, site improvements, including athletic facilities, improvements, demolition and bond issuance costs, refinancing of outstanding obligations, which financed deferred maintenance projects. Bonds would mature in a period not to exceed 21 years. The overall tax rate for bonds, including the district's outstanding bonds, is estimated to be approximately $3.50 per $1,000 of assessed property value. Explanatory statement. In February 2012, the Long Range Facilities Master Plan Committee was formed and included 24 business and community members. The committee spent 14 months between February 2012 and May 2013, reviewing school facility and educational needs in the Mount Angel School District. A facilities analysis completed by an outside agency in conjunction with comprehensive district discussion provided information on facility, fire, safety, and security priority needs in the district. The committee reviewed this information along with recent enrollment and population statistics, district land inventory, building codes, mandated program requirements, community use of school facilities, and a community survey. In June 2013, the committee recommended to the board that a bond measure be presented for voter approval in November 2013. Upon voter approval, a new citizen oversight committee will be formed to ensure bond funds are used in accordance with the priorities approved by the school board. The committee's recommendations focused on deferred maintenance, safety, security and educational space upgrades, including St. Mary's ES, redesign parking lot and student drop-off area to separate bus and car traffic, Mount Angel Middle School, remodel gym and locker rooms providing competitive sports venue, renovate parking lot which will provide approximately double the current parking spaces, revised bus loading zone and new parent-student drop-off area, convert front classroom pod to administration building, along with fencing entire property, providing higher level of security, classroom upgrades, kitchen equipment replacement, additional safety, security, and utility upgrades, JFK High School, reconfigure and expand cafeteria to create a cafeteria, study hall, multipurpose area, and new fitness and wellness instructional space, expand and reconfigure school office to provide concentrated services and improve supervision and security to the main entry, upgrade interiors including windows, teaching walls, remodeled locker rooms, restrooms, and additional projects, exterior upgrades including track resurfacing, fields and irrigation improvements, and utility system upgrades, install fire suppression and upgrade fire alarm systems, relocate district office and upgrade CTE, ag and shop spaces, district-wide, replacement or repair of selected heating, plumbing, and electrical systems, improvements to air quality and energy efficiency with upgrades to ventilation systems, windows, and lighting, additional improvements to security and upgrades, replacement of fire and burglar alarm systems, fencing, and surveillance systems. Based on a $10,405,000 bond, the estimated property tax in support of schools in the Mount Angel School District would be approximately $3.50 per $1,000 or $350 per year for each $100,000 of assessed value. In 2001, the property tax rate for repayment of the 1996 St. Mary's ES reconstruction bond was $4.50 per $1,000, which has incrementally declined to the current rate of $2.60 per $1,000. Bonds will mature in 20 years or less from the date of issue and may be issued in one or more series. These rates are estimates only and could vary depending on interest rates or changes in the district's total assessed value from new homes, businesses, and other factors. Submitted by Troy Stoops, Superintendent, Mount Angel School District No. 91. No arguments in opposition of Measure 24-356 were filed. Here's an argument in support of Measure 24-356. Vote yes for Mount Angel Schools. Since Mount Angel School District's last bond measure in 1995 to build St. Mary's Public Elementary after the earthquake, major maintenance and improvements at high and middle schools have been deferred. Measure 24-356 will fund necessary renovations of aging school facilities, high school built in 1959, middle school in 1967, freeing up general funds that need to be spent directly on student learning. After 18 months of thoughtful, detailed work, a 24-community-member long-range facility planning committee recommended projects consistent with their belief statements that are reasonable, responsible, and practical. The measure authorizes Mount Angel School District to issue $10.4 million of general obligation bonds. Tax rate will increase by an estimated 90 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. Passage of this measure will allow the school district to improve facilities, grounds, and learning environments. Some of the projects expected to be completed by fall 2015, create a student learning commons at high school, an attractive, light-filled space for meals, studying, concerts, meetings, assemblies, community functions, keeping our high school competitive with a structure inspiring pride for students and our community, move middle school office to the front and expand high school office, significantly strengthening control of campus access, remodel middle school gym and locker rooms, and resurface high school track, making sports venues better for athletes and spectators, reconfigure parking lot flow at middle and elementary schools, improving pedestrian safety, reducing traffic confusion, adding much-needed parking spaces at middle school, replace and upgrade utilities at all three schools, reducing cost of continued repairs. We are parents, grandparents, coaches, clergy, firefighters, neighbors, business owners, each working to make our small town thrive. We ask you to join us in voting yes. Yes for our children, yes for our schools, yes for our communities, yes for our future. Jody Aratola, Craig Empch, Shane Kleinschmidt, Sherry Reedman, Bill Shaker, Catherine Wall, Pete Wall, Father Philip Weibel. Information furnished by Sherry Boschler Reedman, Building Our Children's Future Committee. Here's another argument in support of Measure 24-356. Support our schools. Vote yes on Measure 24-356. The members of the Mount Angel Volunteer Firefighters Association urge you to join us in our support of the Mount Angel School District bond measure. The members of the Volunteer Firefighters Association are parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, brothers, and sisters. We have diverse backgrounds and experiences, but share a common goal: safety for all in our community. A yes vote is a vote for safety. The school district's long-range facility plan and this bond measure are focused on improving safety. The planned improvements will improve vehicle and pedestrian traffic flow around our schools, improve parking and visibility of children at our schools, improve pedestrian pathways near and at our schools that separate pedestrian and vehicle traffic, improve life safety with a seismic upgrade and introduction of a fire sprinkler system at JFK, improve access and egress for emergency vehicles and first responders, improve security and fire alarm systems where needed. We urge you to familiarize yourself with a long-range facility plan, www.mountangel.k12.or.us, so you may better understand how the planned improvements will enhance the safety of our schools. A sound and safe learning environment will enhance our children's lives and learning experience. The schools are the center of our community, helping to teach and prepare our children for a better future. We encourage you to vote and join us in voting yes. The argument and statements contained herein have been submitted by the members of the Mount Angel Volunteer Firefighters Association. This information furnished by Shane Kleinschmidt, Mount Angel Volunteer Firemen's Association. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Here's another argument in support of Measure 24-356. We urge you to vote yes on 24-356. Have you ever found yourself asking the question, what were they thinking? In February 2012, the Mount Angel School District put that question in front of the panel of 24 business leaders, students, trade experts, parents, teachers, and other community members. We were asked to get to know the school buildings, real property, and the overall infrastructure, then develop recommendations to provide facilities that meet the needs of the community and minimize the likelihood this question would come up in the years ahead. In the 18 months that followed, panel members toured Mount Angel schools and grounds in addition to those other school districts. We attended seminars, meetings, interviews, and brainstorming sessions. We discovered a great deal of resourcefulness among the students, school staff, parents, and coaches, and also found many common complaints among these same groups. Please take a moment to review the Long Range Facility Planning Committee report. An executive summary is included, and educate yourself about the current state of our school district facilities. Included are some SMART recommendations, trimmed of fat and fluff, to improve Mount Angel's school facilities. These necessary repairs and improvements tie directly to the bond amount requested. Our complete report can be found at http://tinyurl.com/lrfpc-mt-angel or by link of the Mount Angel School District homepage. Endorsed as individuals by currently active long-range facility planning committee members who could be reached for comment by the submission deadline. Committee Chair Tommy Reedman, Vice Chair Craig Empsch, Doug Boschler, Chris Bischoff, Don Fleck, Bill Straker, Father Philip Weibel, John Smith, Julie Smith. This information furnished by Craig M. Empsch, Long Range Facility Planning Committee. Here's another argument in support of Measure 24-356. Please vote yes on Measure 24-356 to support our future. The Board of Directors of the Mount Angel Chamber of Commerce is dedicated to improving the quality of life in our community and our local economy. One of the most important elements a community can accomplish to make that happen is a strong educational system. Measure 24-356 is a vital element in that mission to improve the safety, learning, and social environments for our children who will be the future leaders of our community. The improvements to our schools, which will be accomplished by the passage of this measure, were developed by a dedicated group of community volunteers from all walks of life and will make our schools safer, more functional, and will enhance the learning opportunities for our youth. Once these improvements are completed, we can all celebrate a community effort that will result in safer buildings for our students. We will have a better learning environment that will help our children prepare for their future academic and vocational pursuits. We, as a community, will have invested in the future success of Mount Angel because our youth are our future. The Mount Angel Chamber of Commerce is dedicated to the long-term success of our city. The best way to accomplish this is to support our future leaders and make their education as good as it can be. Measure 24-356 will help our students and our community achieve this goal. Please vote yes on Measure 24-356. Mount Angel Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. This information furnished by Pete Wall, Mount Angel Chamber of Commerce. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments.